First, let me ask you about your symptoms and how you've been feeling. And so you were running a fever for a while?
Yeah, I woke up Saturday morning and I had a fever. The highest I got was 103.2, you know, with Tylenol it went down, but it was up at 103 for 4 days. And today's the fifth day, and finally it seems to have broken. It was 100 this morning, and now it's down to 99.
How else have you been feeling with it?
I've had congestion. I had a headache for 4 days. A lot of coughing, but not. I've had no respiratory issues. Fatigue, a little bit of dizziness, just, you know, body aches, really bad chills, general, you know, influenza symptoms.
When did you like think, oh my God, so this might be the thing, the coronavirus? What should I do about it?
I thought obviously on Saturday morning, so I called my doctor's office, and the doctor called back and they said, you know, just self-quarantine. There's nothing we can do. We're asking everyone to stay home. You know, they asked me about my symptoms, of course, and I told them. And they said, well, there's really nothing you can do. Call us back if you have any respiratory issues. And then she described not being able to breathe. And that's when I should call back. When I couldn't really breathe very well.
Did they ask you how many people you've been in contact with?
No. I told them I was a teacher in Barnstable, but they said, you know, have you been in contact directly with anyone who had the coronavirus? And I said, no. And I explained, you know, that I worked in Barnstable, as I said, and I also explained that we shared staff and that we... you know, I probably had some sibling. I did have some sibling crossover as well, but they said there's nothing they can do. How many people could I have infected in the past week and a half? That's my main concern.
So you live with two other housemates. Are they kind of freaked out?
They don't seem to be really freaked out. I have noticed them coughing a little bit in the last day, though. So. You know, we do share a very small space. And as I said, I've been trying to stay in my bedroom, but I have to come out to go to the kitchen and the bathroom. So, you know, and we've all been pretty good about, you know, self-quarantining. And they know that I'm sick, so they haven't been out in the world. They've been very good about social distancing. But if we're all sick, we're all just going to be sick in our house together. So
it's pretty crummy that you have to be in your room, though, all the way, kind of you're self-quarantining all the way into your bedroom.
Yeah, I am. Because I try not to get so sick. So now I'm in my car. So.
You're in your car now?
Yeah, I'm in my car because they're both working. Like, as I said, it's a small house. It's just what, it's like a galley kitchen and one big open room. And one of them is working in the main room, and one of them is working upstairs, and yeah, I had to get out of there, so.
So you're just sitting in your car to kind of get out of the house for a few minutes?
Yeah, sitting in my car to get out of the house. I mean, I haven't been out of the house since Saturday, Steve, so my car's something, you know?
Oh, man.
I was absolutely flattened by, you know, if it was just an influenza virus, I haven't been able to move since Saturday. So
it's crummy to have the flu and then to have this sitting on top of it, like psychologically,
yeah,
to think, oh my God, what is this?
I know. It's produced. I've been very anxious about it. I'm like, every night I wake up and like, am I breathing correctly? Am I okay? Can I breathe? You know, so on top of just, you know, coughing and having the flu, it produced an enormous amount of anxiety in me. No, I wasn't demanding of testing, and I wasn't demanding to come in and go to the ER, but I just, you know, what if I was, you know, couldn't breathe? I don't want to get to the point where I can't breathe before I have to go to the hospital, you know? So I have been a little bit anxious, you know?